Parsha Shoftim, Beit Tvila, Tavshin Ein Dalet. We have many, many different topics in this week's Parsha. I would like to first of all focus on things which are in Yonah the Yoma. We have many things about war in this week's parasha. We have how the soldiers are warned in Perek Chof, Al Yirach Levavchem, Val Tiru, Val Tachpezu, Val Tarzu Mipneim. Not to be afraid of the enemy. It's a lav, prohibition, not to be afraid of the enemy and go out to war. Later on, okay, then we have, so we send soldiers back. Whoever is engaged, to go back. Whoever has a house, hasn't used it, should go back. Orchard, go back. Whoever's afraid, should go back. Kind of thin out our soldiers. And later on in the end of the Perek, when you siege and you cut down trees, you cannot cut down a fruit tree, only barren trees. We have just been through a mini war. I hope it's in the past, where the enemy in Gaza have been rocketing our cities, thousands and thousands of rockets, being aimed to kill our civilians and people. And the Israeli army has bombed the Gaza Strip very heavily, trying to kill the people shooting us. But in the course of their duty, obviously many civilians, unarmed civilians, have been killed, women and children. And the whole world, not exaggerating, the whole world are accusing us of being immoral, unhumane, crimes against mankind, war crimes, genocide, Holocaust. Any word in the book is being tossed against us. Indeed, all the screens are showing Arab women screaming, holding their dead babies. Terrible pictures. And the Jewish people is being accused of being cruel and wicked. And I would like to find out, what is the Torah? What's the Torah attitude? What's the MS? And now the United Nations are making another committee against the investigation against Israel, second time. The results are guaranteed results. You don't have to be a Navi or a Chacham to know what they're going to say. 100%. So what's the MS? What is the MS? What does the Torah have to say? Why should innocent people die? Do you have a right to hurt innocent people? This is the claim. It's a shell of Chilul Hashem. What's the MS? Oh, you have babies, you have unarmed civilians, they're all guilty. Is this a Molek? Sabosai, I would like to share with you some Mar Mekoymas over here. We have the Maharal. In the story of Shechem, Shechem ben Hamor captured Dinah, raped her, and they came, requested to marry her. And Bnei Yaakov ben Mirma told him, well, do bris milah, and Adrabo, we can merge together. And indeed, they fall into the trap. The people of Shechem marry themselves, and then come Bnei Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, and they eradicate the town. They kill all the Sharim. And the question is, oh, Nicha, do you want to kill Shechem? Does that make sense? The raper. Okay, he deserves to die. But what right do you have, Shimon and Levi, to kill a whole city of innocent people? What right do you have to do that? The Rambam already is bothered by the question. The Rambam in Malachim, Perek Yutes, Halach Yudalet, is very bothered by the question. And the Rambam has come with an answer, a novel answer. What right do they have to kill them? Says the Rambam, because dealing is the Bnei Noach, Goyim are obligated in seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And for them, any mitzvah they don't do, the Chayav Misa. That's the law. A Goy who steals, even Pachas and Shver Putza, it's Chayav Misa. One of their seven mitzvahs Bnei Noach is at dinim, a mishpat, to make justice. And since Shechem stole by force, he stole Dinah, so therefore the people of Shechem have an obligation of mishpat to judge him, to punish him, and they didn't. Oh, they didn't. So they weren't doing the Shechem mitzvah Bnei Noach. Therefore, they deserve to die. Based on that, Shimon Levi went to wipe out the city. It was peace. This was their license. Because since then, anyway, everyone wasn't doing mishpat, and they deserved to die, and they had to kill them. As they talked to Rambam, the Maharal, Ramban as well, doesn't buy into that. So what do you mean? How could they do mishpat? Shechem was the son of their ruler. If Stalin's son does something you can't, they're helpless. The city couldn't judge him. There was Oynes Rachmana Patri. They didn't have the power, the legal power to judge the son of their king, of Hamor. So that can't be the reason. Therefore says the Maharal in the Gur Arya, V'nira d'loy kosher midi. Because when it comes to two nations, Yisrael the Knainim, so you're allowed to fight. Two nations can fight each other. And the din is, therefore, and din is, you could fight the other nation. V'afal gav, dahayu harbe shelo yosu. Even though the many, when you fight another nation, there are many people in the other nation who didn't, they're innocent. Ein zechiluk. Because this is the head of milchama. When you make milchama, you wage war against another nation, you have the right, that's derech milchama, you wipe everyone else. You don't have to distinguish between the good and the bad, the innocent and the guilty. That's derech milchama. So since Kanab, Shechem, who represented Canaan, was actually open war against Israel, so that's derech milchama, so you can go and fight. When you fight, you don't have to distinguish between the innocent and the guilty. It's one nation versus another nation. It says of the Maharal, that was the head that wiped out the town of Shechem. Because it was Canaan against Israel. Well, very nice. Maharal. Who argues with the Maharal? Who? Yaakov wasn't happy. Yaakov wasn't happy, that's true. The question is, was it just a military? It was a military wise, he was unhappy, or it was a Bashkofa? Who argues with the Maharal? Huh?
It says in Ahas Matas, when I thought maybe, right?
Yeah.
Everybody else. right?
That's a nekoma. I don't know if I can bring rise from the nekoma. It wasn't regular war. Who argues with the Maral? Our barrier. The Rambam. The Rambam. The Rambam didn't say what the Maral said. So apparently he's arguing, right? So what? That's not Mukhach, says the Rambam. Why is it not Mukhach?
Because
the Muhammad is over.
Yeah.
I think that there's no reason to say the Rambam is going to argue. In principle, the Maral is at the Chiddush. He claims that if Shechem captured Dinah, that's called the Canaanite nation against the Jewish people. That's a bold statement. It's a war, one nation. You have an individual stole Dinah. Mechitesi, that it's called a nation versus a nation.
The individual from the government.
Maseda, it's from the government. Maseda, he did it for his own typhus. That's why the Rambam, I would think, didn't take the Maral's approach, because he didn't think the application was true. But the principle, when you have a real war, for sure the Rambam would agree. This is Derech HaMilchama. In the Vargas de Milchama, you have to start. You don't distinguish. When you fight, you fight. I think it's partial that he would not agree in principle with the Maral. The application to the case of Shechem is different. That's questionable.
I think it's good to make it clear, though, that it was a war of a nation against a nation.
Why? Was it a nation? Was it really the nation? It was an individual. There was Shviyav Shechem, Baal Taiva, who did what he did.
And the consequence was that they're going to intermarry with us, and we're going to intermarry with them. Like, the whole, everything is spoken in terms of a nation. Hamor says to they're committing to people, the whole people get arrested. Everything is not
natural. Okay. Anyway, this is the principle of taking out this Maral. When you wage war, you don't distinguish. Let's carry on. We find in Divrei Hayomim. Divrei Hayomim, Aleph, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Ches. Vahi Alai Dvar Hashem Neimor. This is the Nabi speaking to David. Dam Laroiv Shafachto. Oh, you spilt lots of blood. You waged major wars. You will not build the Beis HaMikdash. You just spilled lots of blood in front of me. So David is told he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash. Dr. Radak, what's this taina of Milchomes Doilos HaSisa? What's the point? Was fighting the enemy, because Gam says the Maradak, Gam b'dmei hagoyim asher shofach oisam, efshay chubem anoshim toivim v'chasidim. The enemy you're fighting, the people weren't actually fighting you, but the people you killed in the process, maybe many of them were good people and chasidim. So you spilled innocent blood in the course of war. But says Radak, David wasn't punished. Wasn't the punishment. Because that's Derech HaMilchama. But to build the Beis HaMikdash wasn't appropriate. Because the Beis HaMikdash symbolizes Shalom. And a person who killed many innocent people, even Behetta, is not appropriate. It's pasnished. It's not appropriate that he'll build the Beis HaMikdash. In the same way that you don't use Barzel. We don't cut the stones of the Beis HaMikdash with metal. Why? Because metal symbolizes weapons and war and killing, and the Beis HaMikdash symbolizes Sholem. It's not a punishment, it's just inappropriate. Again, we're seeing the same idea. In the course of war, you kill innocent people. Kachazeh. This is Torah HaMilchama. Therefore, in our case, when they open war on us, they shoot us. This is milchama. And for sure, one nation versus another nation. There's no question about it. It's the Palestinian people versus Israeli people, Jewish people. So therefore, it's poshut. That when you fight an enemy, you do not need to distinguish between the innocent and the guilty. You fight your enemy. You don't have to phone them up. You don't have to knock at their roof. You have to warn them. You don't have to make ceasefires. You don't have to give humanitarian aid. All this shtusim. I'm just saying in principle. Maybe they had to do it because under pressure, whatever. I'm not into the military tactics. But in principle, end of our kaze. It's poshut. That out. Pidas Torah. We do not need to take even the innocent people. Granted, the innocent people, you do not need to take them into account. As far as they're shooting us, we shoot back with those. I did find an article written by the Lord Emmanuel Yakubovich, the Chief Rabbi of England. He wrote an article regarding the Lebanon War. First Lebanon War. Chevet Shelik, Shlomo Galilo. And there, he's very bothered. He says, I don't know what's the heter. Because what was happening in Lebanon? That you had the Palestinians, they had these terrorists who were forcibly holding them in Lebanon, and they were shooting from Lebanese civilian targets. They're shooting into Kiryat Shmona, shooting Katushas, and Israel shooting back, killing the Lebanese. It's the same what they're doing today, they do then as well. Same idea. Shooting from civilian targets, and then the world cries, and that causes big pressure on us. But he says, there you have a third party. Till now, if it's one nation versus another nation, we say that. See, that's Derech HaMelchama. But then there's a third nation, the Lebanese. What right do we have to kill the Lebanese? The Palestinians were taking them by force. They were controlling the Lebanese areas. That's why Israel had to conquer Lebanon. So he says, I don't know. I said I kept quiet during the war. I didn't want to say anything. But Meissen after the war, and I don't know that. What do you say? Oh, let's hear what the Olim has to say. What right do you have to kill innocent civilians, innocent Lebanese? The neutral party. The Chief Rabbi of England. I read an article of his. The Lord. Lord Jacobovitz.
They're shooting from
there,
right?
Yep.
If you don't kill them, they kill you.
Right. But Lebanese... That's true. Right. I know why you do it, but the question. I know why we do it. I'm asking morally wise. Huh? You have to kill someone else for Pekuach Nefesh? You can kill.
You,
okay, so. To leave, but that's mashma only because he owed it to them.
Right, but what would have happened otherwise? If it was us who would have hurt them, he would have had to watch out. I mean, his problem.
Which chapter is that? Parshas Zohar. Okay, so I want to discuss what is there an issa to kill a goy? Let's start with the ABC. Is this an issa? How do you know? Pasuk says, "Ki yazid ish areeu lehorgad ba'arma." It's reeu, not a goy. So this we need to establish. Is there an issa to kill a goy? So Tosfos is not Avodah Zarah. There's a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says that the Goyim Oibdei Kehovim Loi Malim V'loi Meridim. They're in. They fell in the pit. You don't take them out. You don't put them in either. So the Gemara says in Yudam and Beis that Antoninus would come and visit Rebbe. He was the emperor of Rome. He would visit Rebbe, and every day he would take with him two guards to accompany him. One guard he would kill at the entrance to the house of Rebbe, and the other guard, when he leave, he'd kill the other guard. He would bring two and chad pami. So as Tosfos, what's the heter? Shvichus domim is shev mitzvahs. V'afilu Yisrael also, says Tosfos. Even the Yisraelites also to kill a goy. So what right did Antoninus have to kill a goy? That's Tosfos asks. So but shev mitzvah le'noach. A goy is not allowed to kill a goy because even Yisrael can't kill a goy. Antoninus, that's what Tosfos asks. This answers Habal Orgecha. He was afraid that they would snitch on him. They would Ladlif. I say Ladlif. Leak. They'll leak out the story, and then it'll be in danger. Anyway, see, this is the killer coin. The Rambam says so. You can't push the goy into the ball. You can't push in there. Because he's not making war with you. If he's not making war, you can't kill a goy. So Maitre the Taz in Yoradei Nunches says it's just an Issur Rabbanon. So you want to kill a goy. There are people who hold the Raisa. But anyway, even let it be the Raisa, I want to say what Rebbe wants to say. Why is it that you can't save your life on the expense of someone of another Jew's life? My chazis, the dami didach sumik tfei. If we're told kill or be killed, we have to be killed. Rashi says there, because why should it be mutter? We are better v'chaybehem. V'chaybehem means that we can transgress the whole Torah to save our life. We can eat chazir, we do anything to save our life. Why? Says Rashi, because chavivus nefesh of the Yehudi. A Jewish life is so precious that allows us to transgress the Torah. But to kill another Jew, he also has a precious Jewish life. Therefore, that's why it's equal. That's why you can't save our life at the expense of someone else's life. That's all true for Jew to Jew. But it's possible that for a goy, even if it will be an Issa Deraisa, but for sure there's no Maichosis. For sure our life, a Jewish life, is more precious than a goy's life. There's no Shaila. So for sure, for Bikuach Nefesh, we could kill a goy. There's no question in my mind. Therefore, I don't think there's a problem with the Lebanese either. Okay, that was a tall one. I might get arrested. The Rambam says in Melachim, Perek Zayin, Melachot Tezvav, about this week's parsha, when you go out to war, V'yosim nafshei bekapoy, V'lo yira v'lo yifachet, V'lo yachshoiv, V'lo yishtoiv, V'lo yibonov. And that's what it says. Al tiru, al techbazu, al ta'atsu mipneim. What we just read in this week's parasha. Don't be afraid. Why? How? Because don't think about your wife. Go out to war. Your life is at risk. Don't think about your wife. Don't think about your kids. Wipe their memory out from your heart, and just go to war. That's Surah Samulchama. Is you cannot be think about, oh, my wife, I might get killed, who's going to look after, who's going to raise my kids. Go to war. wipe out their memory and just fight as if you have nothing, as if there's no one, no one needs you. You can fight till your end. If that's Surah Samalchoma, you wipe out your own kids. Kol Sheken, you wipe out the enemy's kids. From you have to take them into account. It's Kol Sheken. If the way you fight is you forget your own wife, for sure you don't think about the enemy's wife. Huh? What?
It uses the same words, but it's not the same thing. It doesn't mean that a person goes out and wipes out their own kids by killing their own kids. They don't worry about it.
Okay, so you don't have to worry about them. So therefore, when we shoot the enemy, we don't have to give them phone calls about their own kids. This last one was a Derech HaMusa. This Derech HaRgosha, this was. But it's Pasha to anyone. I ask you one question. What would happen if Cuba would be shooting missiles, some gangsters in Cuba would be shooting missiles, thousands of missiles into New York, Chicago, Washington, Miami, LA, it's going on and on and on.
There would be disproportionate force used. Sorry.
What would happen to people, Cuba? What would happen if this is going on and on? It's only the gangsters of Cuba. But my sir, there's nothing happening, no one's stopping them. What would happen to Cuba? I'm telling you, you know what would happen? There'd be no ceasefire. There'd be no one left in Cuba, Bichal, to speak to. It's Pashas. No country in the world, ever has and ever will allow themselves to be hit, to say that they're civilians because of the enemy's civilians. End of Arkansas. There never was such a thing. That you allow your civilians to be targeted again and again and again, thousands of times, because of the you don't wipe out the enemy's civilians. End of Arkansas. It's partial to anyone. No, I'm just saying, even. I'm telling you, it's a Svarya Shara. It's a Svarya Shara. Yeah. Back to Mara.
Shkoyach.
Shoftim, the Shoitrim, Titen Lecha, Bechol Sharecha. Judges and police, you should put in all your gates to judge. The Shlo brings down from the Sefer Yetzira that person's head has seven she'arim. We have seven she'arim in our head. We have two ears and one mouth, two eyes, two nostrils. This is Sha'arim, that things go in, out. We see things through our eyes. We hear things from our ears. From the mouth, things come out, words, things go in, smells, everything. This is Sha'arim. Zok the Shlo. Shaitim v'shaitim titen lecho. The Torah is speaking to the individual as well. Not just to the community, the city, the tribe, the country. Obviously it means that as well, you have to have shoftim. But the person himself, titen lecho, every person has to have a shofet and a shoiter on his own sha'arim. What comes out of our mouth? Can I say what I want to say right now? Is it lashon hara? Is it not lashon hara? What am I going to eat? Is it kosher? Is it not kosher? Is it milky? Is it meaty? What am I going to see? Am I allowed to see what am I allowed to watch this or not? What am I going to hear? Are these good things to hear? Are these bad things to hear? So you have to have a shofet who will judge and decide whether you should close the shahr, open the shahr, let it come in, let it go out. What's the smell? Yeah, the Avodah Zorah. It's not that to smell Avodah Zorah. Mora says in Brachos, you're not allowed to smell Avodah Zorah. Good smells, also about not. So that's the shofet. But a shofet without the shoiter is helpless. If the judge will say, you get a fine for speeding, there's no one to carry out the fine, to collect it, then it doesn't mean anything, right? So you have a shoiter. The shoiter is the one who they go and they collect the judgments, they enforce it. So who is our shoiter? Our shoifet is our mind, our seichel, our neshama. That's our shoifet. Who is our shoiter? Who is he? It's our Yira Shamayim. Our Yira Shamayim is our shoiter. Because our Yira Shamayim feels the din. He recognizes the din. If the shofet just judges that this is asur, this is lashon hara, mustn't hear it, mustn't speak it. So the Yirah Shamayim can prevent it from happening. This is parasha we have by Loitosur Mikot Minadobra Shegidulcha. Mustn't deviate from the Sanhedrin. Yaminu small. Well known. What status of the Rabbon? What are Drabonons? You have many Mitzvahs Drabonon, Aveiros Drabonon. What status do they have? The Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says that the power of Drabonon are loy tosur. Loy tosur cannot deviate. Asher yigidu lecha min hadavar, asher yigidu lecha is referring to Drabonon as well. If Drabonon say you have to shake lulav on the second day during the rest of Chag HaSukkos, so you have din loy tosur. Gemara says, what bracha do you make? Why do you make a bracha on Eros Chanukah? Shepshon mitzvah v'tzivonu. And the Ramban is very bothered by the Rambam. Ma says, what do you mean? According to you, every Drabonon is the Raisa. How do we say we have a rule? Safek the Raisa lechumra, Safek Drabonon lekula. According to the Rambam, since every Drabonon is Loitosur, so every Drabonon is vital to the Raisa. So why do we find many times in Shas that we distinguish between Deraisa and Drabonon, since every Drabonon is vital Deraisa, they fit the Ramban. So the Meshach Chochma, him Pashashaitim, he is Miyasha the Ramban. And he says there's a difference between Deraisas and the Rabbonon, which are Deraisa. What's the difference? It's true, the Torah empowered the Drabonon, and we have a chiyuv deraisa to listen to the Drabonon. Our issa is not to listen to what they say. It doesn't mean that what they said is deraisa. Gives an example. Shlomo HaMelech commanded Shimi ben Gera, he cannot leave Yerushalayim. If you leave Yerushalayim, you get killed. So there's a din Torah of Moed ben Malchus. You have to listen to the king. I think it's also this week's parasha. To listen to the king. That's the Raisa. Does it mean that what the king said is Ratzon Hashem? No. Does Hashem want Shimi ben Gera not to leave? Lav Dafka. Love that. Why should Hashem care? Adrab, it caused in the end that Shlomi married Bas Paroi, because when he lost his Rebbe, the kids are. But this, you have to, your chiyuv is to listen. It doesn't mean what the king said is actually Ratzon Hashem. But you have to listen. Your chiyuv is to obey. It doesn't mean what they said is real. But you have to listen. When the Torah says don't eat chazir, there's a chepsa, there's something called chazir, it's bad for you. That's real. When Chachamim say don't eat chicken cooked in milk, it doesn't mean there's something wrong with chicken cooked in milk. There's no chepsa. But you have to listen. Your chiyuv is leitosul, don't deviate. It doesn't mean there's anything bad about chicken cooked in milk. Mashegi by the Torah, there's a chiyuv, be'etzim it's bad. The Torah says kilayim, don't wear kilayim. That means there's a real entity to kilayim. Therefore, when you have a sofik chazir, so should I eat it, should I not eat it? So what do we say? You're taking a risk. Sofid deraisa. It could be a chazir. Don't eat it. Sofid deraisa the chumrah. When it comes to drabonon, and I ask myself, can I eat this chicken and milk? So I say, look, are you disobeying drabonon? No. It's a sofik. They didn't tell me what to do in the sofik. So why can't I eat it? There's nothing here that prevents me from eating it. As long as I'm not disobeying them. By the Torah, even if you're not disobeying the Torah, you're still risking eating a chazir. Therefore, that's why Sovet Reis al-Khumra, Sovet Rabban al-Kula. There's the famous Nesivus, Choyshe Mishpat. The thing is, if I buy a piece of meat from your butcher, you sold me a piece of meat, and I ate it, I paid you. I paid you 100 shekel. Then I ate it. Then it was found, it was treif. Can I get my money back? You saw me a piece of meat that you told me was kosher. I ate it. It was very tasty. Then I find out it was a mistake. It was a mix-up. It was actually not kosher. Can I get my money back?
Treif deraisa.
Can I get my money back? Mekachtos. It's a mekachtos. Get the money. That's the din. Get your money back. Mekachtos. But it was an issa drabonon, and you ate it, so you don't get your money back. You had a great time; it was very tasty. Why should I give you money back? You ate it. Sorry. How do you know why is it worth less? It says in Sivas like this: by the raisa, since I need the kapara, even person shogeg needs the kapara. That means it was bad. It was poisonous for me. Even though it was tasty, but it was poisonous. I need a kapara. Mekachtos. Mekachtos, I want my money back. By the Rabbonon, there's nothing wrong with trade Rabbonon. The only thing wrong is that you mustn't rebel against them. The sins over here was boinus. I didn't rebel against them. So you didn't do an avera. What you ate was gewaltig. There's nothing there. There's no hefta. So you had a great time, so why should you get your money back? You got what you paid for. Since you ate bainus, there's no leitosu. On the other hand, the downside of this, that we Rabbanon's all about merit. When we judge a person for transgressing Rabbanon, we're looking at you are merit. You are rebelling against Rabbanon. We don't look at what was there. Look at what you did against them. It's you against them. By the Raisers, we focus on what was there. That's why Chazal say in many places that Divrei Torah more chomo, Divrei Sofer more chomo than the Raiser. It's all called merit. It's like a person, two people that were speeding. They're both going at 100, 130. One guy gets a fine. The other guy gets put in prison, gets locked away. They take away his car, his license. But both are going to 130. What's the difference? Because one guy was drunk. He was drunk. Might have come in, but might they're both speeding. Yeah, but if you're drunk, we don't look at you. We're not focusing on what you actually did. Look, you would drive when you're drunk. We're gonna hit you. We're gonna take your car away, lock you away. We look at the whole. We look at who you are, what your state, not the actual offense. Just the marshal. So by Klapana, we're focusing on were you married. So you're married. That's it's more chomer than the right. We're focusing on what was done. You had the chazir. It's very bad. We don't look at you as a murderer. That's why that divrei Torah sefer are more chomer than divrei Torah. So we should be zeicha to have shalom. That Hashem should take care of all our enemies for us. And there should be a loch of let the enemies be wiped out. But the chilul Hashem should be taken away. And we should zeicha to have shalom. To guard our sha'arim, make sure that only the good things come in and out of that sha'arim, and we should be zeichah to be careful in Rabbanon, recognizing Rabbanon, we're focusing on that you're murdered the Malchus. That's what we look at Rabbanon. Whereas the writer, there's the cheftza as well, there's the cheftza, that's what we're focusing on. Shukra, thank you very much. Have a good Shabbat.